Welcome to the audio edition of In Touch Online for October 2021, with an introduction from the Provincial Grand Master. I'm so glad I live in a world where there are Octobers. It would be terrible if we just skipped from September to November, wouldn't it? This quote from Lucy Maud Montgomery, author of Anne of Green Gables, certainly rings true for me, not least because, of course, October is the month in which the province comes together for the most important meeting of the year, Provincial Grand Lodge. This year, the meeting will be tinged with sadness as we say a heartfelt goodbye to David Davis, who steps down as my deputy after a period of 4 years in office. I'm sure brethren will join me in thanking David for his service to Wiltshire, first as Provincial Secretary and latterly as Deputy Provincial Grand Master. David's successor is Simon Leafield, and it will be a real thrill to invest him as my deputy. What makes Simon's appointment so very special is that he will be following in the steps of his father, Very Worshipful Brother Morris Leafield, who was invested as Deputy Provincial Grand Master in 1991, 30 years ago. I'm also delighted to be appointing Phil Still to the office of Assistant Provincial Grand Master. In appointing Simon and Phil, I know that the immediate future of the province is in safe hands, and that events planned for the coming years will be managed spectacularly well. It will be a pleasure to welcome and congratulate the brethren receiving a provincial promotion, and to recognise those brethren who will be receiving their first provincial grand appointment. I know just how important attaining provincial grand rank is for every brother, and I trust the value associated with the honour will be recognised by the attendance at Trowbridge of those being invested. Sadly, there is one change which we have had to make, due entirely to the uncertainty of numbers attending, and the seating capacity of the hall. This year, we are not able to welcome the Masonic widows or partners of those brethren receiving a promotion or first appointment. However, we will review the situation, and subject to the venue for Provincial Grand Lodge, we may be able to do things differently in 2022. Last month, I suggested that the province is nothing if not innovative, and this year's Provincial Grand Lodge meeting will demonstrate just how we think outside of the box. I believe Wiltshire will be unique in offering free blood pressure checks, while Brother Mark Newman will be offering you the opportunity to buy a bottle of gin, specially distilled for the province and branded Middle Chamber. I hope you'll join me in buying a bottle, if not for yourself, what about for a friend at Christmas? The profit from the sale of the gin will be donated to charity. I will be pleased to announce at Provincial Grand Lodge my intention to sign the Armed Forces Covenant on behalf of all Wiltshire Freemasons. Our province has strong and enduring ties to the military. Many of our members are serving or former members of the Royal Navy, the Royal Marines, the Army or the Royal Air Force, and it is an incredible privilege to have an ongoing relationship with our armed forces. Thursday the 7th of October is the date, 2:15 is the time, and the Civic Trowbridge is the venue for the first post-COVID-19 meeting of Provincial Grand Lodge. There is a genuine air of excitement throughout the province at the prospect of brethren meeting old friends, congratulating lodge members who will be receiving a provincial promotion or first appointment, and being able to experience the unique atmosphere of the most important meeting in the Wiltshire Masonic calendar. The communication team, under the guidance of Ian Lever, has produced a new foyer display using the four values by which Freemasons are known, namely integrity, respect, friendship, and charity. In addition, the video presentation team has created a superb video especially for Provincial Grand Lodge. With its central theme being We're Glad to Be Back, it will feature some well-known faces and places. See if you can spot yourself in the clips being shown. During the past year, the Brethren of Clarendon Lodge have held a summer barbecue and a clay pigeon shoot. The two events raised £705 for the refurbishment of the staff restroom at the cardiac ward of Bath's Royal United Hospital. Many Wiltshire Freemasons and their families are treated at the RUH, and despite it being outside of the province, many lodges in the Central Division are keen supporters of the hospital. Mark Fuller was full of praise for the staff at Springboard in Chippenham when he presented a cheque for £500 to the charity. Mark said, "We're very pleased to support Springboard, as they do such fantastic work for children and their families." The charity recently opened its new play area, and Assistant Provincial Grand Master Simon Leafield joined invited guests as Springboard patron, Lady Lansdowne, cut the ribbon to declare the play area well and truly open. The Masonic Charitable Foundation made a grant of £15,000 to assist Springboard operate a specialist preschool for children aged 2 to 5, offering care and education for children with additional needs. Springboard staff are specifically trained to deal with any specialist medical needs children under their care might have. Springboard also run a stay and play rabbit session for children aged 2 and under, their carers and siblings. The Armed Forces Covenant is more than just a mere promise. It is a pledge that as Freemasons and as citizens, we acknowledge and understand that those who serve or those who have served in the armed forces and their families should be treated with fairness and respect in the communities, economy and society they serve. The Covenant focuses on helping members of the armed forces community have the same access to government and commercial services and products as any other citizen. This support is provided in a number of areas, including education and family well-being, having a home, starting a new career, access to healthcare, financial assistance, and discounted services. The Covenant supports serving personnel, service leavers, veterans and their families, and is fulfilled by the different groups that have committed to making a difference. These include central government, overseen by the Ministerial Covenant and Veterans Board, single services, Royal Navy, British Army, Royal Air Force, businesses of all size, local government, charities, communities, and cadet forces and their adult volunteers. If you are a member of the armed forces, a veteran or a family member, the Armed Forces Covenant offers a wide variety of support to ensure you are being treated fairly. The Provincial Grand Master, Philip Bullock, will sign the Armed Forces Covenant on behalf of all Wiltshire Freemasons. The Covenant will also be signed by a senior officer on behalf of the Armed Forces. We are sure all Freemasons will support this initiative, which is being rolled out across every province in the country, and which will be led by His Royal Highness the Duke of Kent. Middle Chamber Dry Gin really is different. Produced by local distillery, Middle Chamber Dry Gin is made exclusively for the province of Wiltshire. Profit from the sale of Middle Chamber Gin will be donated to charity and is another example of how fundraising can be fun. Mark Newman will be at Provincial Grand Lodge in Trowbridge, where he will be delighted to introduce you to the Tyler's Toast, the first of what we hope will be a series of different flavour gins. Mike Boddy was joined by Andreas Caligiuri, Chris Wall and Abram Saxon at Tenpin Swindon for an evening of competitive bowling. With a £15 voucher up for grabs, the competition was fast and furious, no quarter asked and none given. After a close-fought series of matches, Mike emerged as the victor with a total of 250 points, closely followed by Abram, who had 246. The return to Masonic business is not without its problems for the Lodge Secretary. Many have been busy requesting a Provincial Grand Master's dispensation, which allows the Lodge to undertake work in full conformity to the rules set out in the Book of Constitutions. But when should a dispensation be read? As a general rule, a dispensation should be read immediately before the proceeding which it authorises, the exception being when the dispensation authorises the meeting itself, which must be read immediately after the Lodge has been opened and before any business is transacted. Thank you for listening.